Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Tuesday morning, May 5th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Investor news breaks. Spark AI Inc. Frankfurt 50V0 engages S Energy for marketing and investor awareness. Spark AI Inc. Frankfurt 50V0 has enlisted S Energy Communications Capital Inc. for marketing and investor awareness services. The agreement, valued at $150,000, covers marketing, branding, and advertising expenses. S Energy confirmed it has no securities in the company. Spark AI focuses on defense technology, addressing challenges in autonomous systems. Its AI-powered platform enhances navigation and targeting accuracy without additional hardware or external signals.
Rock breaks, Search Minerals Inc. grants 1.8 million stock options. Search Minerals Inc. granted 1.8 million stock options on April 30, 2026. Exercisable at $0.50 per share and expiring April 30, 2031. The options will vest quarterly over 2 years, subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval.
Premier Graphene expands strategic position following initial Mexico military contract. Premier Graphene Inc. expands its strategic position after fulfilling its initial military contract with Mexico's Secretaría de la Defensa Nacional. The successful delivery paves the way for future supply agreements in defense applications. The company's entry into Mexico's military supply chain positions them for potential follow-on orders and broader contracts within the country's defense and infrastructure sectors.
First, Orion partners with Vodafone to launch branded calling in the United Kingdom. First, Orion partners with Vodafone to launch branded calling in the United Kingdom, enabling businesses to clearly identify themselves and improve answer rates. The partnership comes at a crucial time in the UK, where scam calls are prevalent. Utilizing Vodafone's network APIs, the launch allows enterprises to present verified identities at scale. For more information, visit firstorion.com.
CESS Innovations surpasses 10,500 surgeries performed with the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system. SS Innovations International, Inc. announced that over 10,500 surgeries have been successfully performed with their SSI Mantra surgical robotic system. The system has been used for various procedures, including cardiac, telesurgeries, and pediatric surgeries. With over 2,100 physicians trained on the system, SS Innovations has expanded its global presence to more than 200 systems across 11 countries.
Odia highlights LT350's AI infrastructure that doesn't compete for power, water, or land as large data centers face restrictions. Odia Inc. highlights LT350 as a scalable, low-impact alternative to large AI data centers facing restrictions. Recent halts in Denmark and Aurora, Illinois, underscore the need for innovative solutions. LT350's distributed grid-supportive infrastructure addresses concerns like power, water, and land use. The patented architecture offers a clean, quiet, and community-friendly approach to AI deployment, providing a solution to the growing tension between AI demand and traditional data center models.
Aclarion announces second commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine. Aclarion Inc. announces a second commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine, expanding the use of Nocicin in a groundbreaking trial led by Roger Hertel, MD. The trial aims to evaluate the effects of lumbar microdiscectomy surgery with and without an intradiscal bone marrow aspirate concentrate injection. This partnership underscores Aclarion's commitment to advancing innovative treatments for degenerative disc disease.
Tech media breaks. Belden Inc. to acquire Ruckus Networks for $1.85 billion.
solidifying its position as a provider of end-to-end IT/OT networking solutions. The move includes enterprise Wi-Fi, switching, and AI-driven cloud networking capabilities, expected to boost margins and support expansion in enterprise and industrial markets. The acquisition is set to drive rapid deleveraging and enhance overall offerings.
Tech Media Breaks. Shelfie Tech Limited enters agreement to acquire majority stake in Aspect.com. Shelfie Tech Limited has announced the acquisition of a majority stake in Aspect Information Systems Limited. The deal, valued at over $2.30 million, aims to bolster Shelfie Tech's retail data and AI capabilities. Further, there is an option to acquire an additional 15% stake by 2030. For more information, visit Shelfie Tech's newsroom.
Tech Media Breaks. SkyX Platforms Corp. Selected for Sohn Investment Conference Emerging Company Pavilion. SkyX Platforms Corp. has been chosen to participate in the Emerging Company Pavilion at the Sohn Investment Conference 2026. The event, happening on May 12, 2026, in New York City, will provide exposure to institutional investors. SkyX's selection reflects its growth profile and market alignment. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Forward Industries, Inc. adds digital asset and traditional finance executive Mark Brazier as Chief Financial Officer. Forward Industries, Inc. has named Mark Brazier as its new Chief Financial Officer. With a background in digital asset and traditional finance, Brazier will lead the company's financial operations, supporting its growth as a leading Solana treasury company. His experience includes roles at XBTO Global, Vertrax, and LiquidX. Forward Industries continues to expand its presence in the market.
Investor news breaks. Inplay Oil Corp. declares monthly dividend. Inplay Oil Corp. has declared a monthly cash dividend of $0.09 per common share, payable on April 30, 2026. Shareholders of record as of April 15, 2026, can expect an eligible dividend for Canadian tax purposes. For more details, visit Inplay Oil's website.
Service robotics growth accelerates as global demand fuels strategic expansion. According to the International Federation of Robotics, service robot adoption continues to expand worldwide, with market forecasts projecting the global service robotics market to grow from roughly $31 billion in 2026 to more than $131 billion by 2034. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is positioning itself at the center of this transformation by focusing on real-world deployment and strategic partnerships. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, to release Q1 results and ongoing initiatives as digital mortgage platform builds on strong 2025 growth. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, will present Q1 results and updates on key initiatives in a stakeholder call on May 14, 2026. Following strong Q4 2025 performance, including significant revenue growth and increased mortgage originations, the company aims to expand its product development. Beeline Equity, targeting baby boomers through blockchain transactions, aims to provide liquidity. Beeline is focused on underserved borrower segments, utilizing AI and automation for faster loan processing.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Civeo Corporation Q126. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Civeo Corporation, reporting revenue and ADG EBITDA of $172,700,000 and $22,500,000, respectively, beating estimates. Net loss improved to $3,800,000, with operating cash flow at $9.7 million. The key takeaway is the improved Canadian margin conversion and Australian services contribution, offset by cost inflation and customer discipline. 4x26 EBITDA guidance remains unchanged.
Network News breaks, HealthLength Corp launches redesigned platform and multi-site digital ecosystem. HealthLength Corp has unveiled a redesigned platform and multi-site digital ecosystem to enhance healthcare access and engagement. The new architecture includes dedicated platforms for consumers, providers, business partners, and investors, supporting the company's goal of creating a scalable, consumer-driven healthcare platform with AI-driven capabilities. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Breaks, Planet Ventures, Inc., OTC Pink, PN, XP, FAP, App appoints Head of Space Investments. Planet Ventures, Inc. appointed Dr. Bora Ulgun as Head of Space Investments, focusing on private space and advanced technology opportunities. The company granted stock options and restricted share units to Dr. Ulgun and advisor Tansu Yagan. For more information, visit Planet Ventures, Inc.'s website.
Investor News Breaks. Atuzi Cust2Mate Solutions Corp. schedules first quarter 2026 earnings call for May 15th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The company will discuss its financial results for the period ended March 31st, 2026, which will be released before market open on the same day. For more details, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/AZ.
Investor News Breaks, American Fusion Inc. reduces authorized shares and provides financing update. American Fusion Inc. has reduced its authorized common shares and secured approximately $793,000 in financing year-to-date under a fixed-price prepaid warrant structure. The company canceled about 1.683 billion shares, aligning its capital structure with current needs. The proceeds, part of a $3 million commitment, will support corporate operations, technology development, and commercialization initiatives.
A News Breaks, DataVault AI Inc. announces $60 million registered direct offering. DataVault AI announced a $60 million registered direct offering with institutional investors for the purchase and sale of 109,910 shares of common stock. The offering is expected to generate approximately $60 million in gross proceeds to support the deployment of its quantum-ready graphics processing unit Edge Network, working capital, and general corporate purposes. The closing is anticipated around May 5, 2026, subject to customary conditions.
American Fusion TM Inc. expands its patent portfolio with hundreds of filings for its Texitron TM Fusion platform. The company is developing 9 reactor models, including a 5 MHz demo unit and a 100 MHz design for commercial use. Management highlights the importance of intellectual property for long-term commercialization. American Fusion is also preparing for its Q1 2026 SEC filing and potential listing on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.